The movie stars are gone, but the legends still abound, including the story of one celebrity who rode his horse into the bar so both could get a drink. It's a place with tons of history, but a hotel that is still serving travelers today. It's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1937, the El Rancho Hotel opened in Gallup, New Mexico. It became the place movie stars stayed when filming westerns in the area. There are still many stories about the celebrities who came here.
One of our waitresses, she's retired now, but she said that when she was a waitress, John Wayne came in once, and he came into the bar on his horse, rode his horse into the bar and asked for a beer for himself and a beer for the horse.
But when the westerns died out, the hotel fell on hard times. Amelia Ortega Crowther's family owns the hotel today.
It went through several different owners after the movies weren't being made anymore. And so in 1988, my father bought the hotel in a bankruptcy auction.
They've renovated the El Rancho over the years. At the beginning, there were many small rooms and communal bathrooms for a very good reason.
I think even though they were building the hotel to house the stars, they also knew that it was Route 66 and they would be getting travelers. And the basic person traveling through the country, they didn't need anything fancy. They just wanted a place to sleep.
Today, the rooms have private baths and many have been enlarged. The hotel retains its southwestern charm, and it still attracts many travelers.
Since we've been here, there's always been a fascination with Route 66, especially the people from Europe and other countries love to travel Route 66.
Traveling the countryside in Gallup, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McRae.